Joining us on the line is Crispin Perry. He's the spokesperson at the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to members of our Jewish community.
So, first of all, I hope you're keeping warm, because it is not pleasant anyway.
It's incredibly freezing, but here we are.
But here we are.
We'll deal with any cold front that comes our way.
Right, because you know what? We're resilient. That is South Africans, and we'll handle it. We laugh in the face of danger. All right, let's just talk about, did Minister of Justice Ronald Lamola's law firm cover up the national lottery corruption? Give us your thoughts.
I don't speak for his law firm, but I definitely speak for the minister. And so I think his law firm can best come and explain how they went about doing the report and so on. Or not his law firm, and that's actually what I want to clarify. His erstwhile law firm.
Right.
And Howard, I want to say this. You know, often when corporate entities are found to be maybe or are accused of doing something wrong, it's very seldom that one then goes directly and implicates a director. And when put to challenge, when he was challenged on this point, Raymond Joseph, the journalist concerned, actually said on ESPN that he doesn't have any evidence that Ronald Lamola was actually ever involved in this investigation at all. And later in the day, the National Lottery actually issued a statement, and they say a statement that it must be stated for the record that the minister did not interact with any assignment of the National Lottery, and even during his tenure as director at the sector. So that's quite clear that the headline in the story was simply to make the minister part of the investigation, or not even show that he was part of the investigation, but to insinuate that he was without any evidence. And that's how the story got traction.
Yeah, it is interesting that, because do you think that this is just, I don't know, lazy journalism? Well, it's not really, because if you go through some of the details that they've investigated, they do go into quite some detail about what was left off of the report, what should have been done, witnesses that weren't interviewed, etc. So the journalist clearly did some work there, but is it just because it's more catchy to group the law firm almost, well, not group, but portray the law firm as being that of the minister? In other words, that the law firm is he and he is the law firm.
Yeah, I think so. I think to some extent there's an element of that. And maybe I want to use a more crude example, with your permission. Mm. You know, for instance, let's say a renowned law firm owned by one of the prominent members of the Jewish community, or someone who's a prominent director, like someone like Michael Katz.
Right.
When DNS maybe are accused of something, you would never see a headline that says Michael Katz is also has done one.
Interesting.
Or you would never see, I don't know who the directors of KPMG are, but when they were accused of certain misdemeanors, it's very seldom that we got to hear that Director X of KPMG was involved in, you know.
Right. Although, don't you think that, given the fact that he is a minister, does make it relevant? Whereas a director of KPMG in those circumstances, or Michael Katz is a strange example, because he does advise governments. I'm not really sure if it's, you know, in that example. So you might be right, but don't you think it is relevant if somebody is the Minister of Justice and is connected to a law firm? Then his name does become relevant to the story. I mean, would you suggest that it's left out of the story completely, and we focus on the law firm and what they missed in terms of an investigation, or are you saying it just shouldn't be the headline?
I think it shouldn't be the headline. And I just want to stress, it was just an example. I think the reason why I cite people like Michael Katz, because they are prominent people in our community.
I think it's a good example. So, I'm not,
if he was cited, people would recognize the name. It would make the story quite juicy. That's the point.
Yes.
But because of his prominence. society, very well respected individual, as would be a minister, for instance, respected for the portfolio that and the authority that they are required to dispense in society. But I think this is where we are. I think the story might have been written quite better. But indeed, the law firm should be able to account for exactly what has gone down and what has gone up in that report, what exactly transpired. It is in the interest of the community for us to understand whether the investigation was properly constituted and so on.
Right.
But this is the critical point in law, is that when you then go further to implicate a director or someone who is behind the corporate entity, we call it piercing the corporate veil, you have to do so with evidence. Because now you speak to the person's entity and the integrity of a person. And so it's not something that we can be speculative about. It's something that we should do with evidence, and we should be very clear that this is the evidence that we have. And we should be always able to meet that, well, this really looks like this individual, Howard at Thai FM, really went out of his way to save Crispin's back here.
I think that should be the story. I think that's right.
And without evidence, it's a difficult and slippery slope to find out something.
What you're saying, I think, is correct in the sense that if you are going to implicate a minister, well, then you need to have evidence for that. You can't just do it by sort of association with a law firm. That said, there's obviously a much higher standard that we expect from the minister, and especially a minister in this portfolio, to make sure that he is absolutely clear in this regard. Because there might have been issues of conflict of interest, there might be issues of cross contamination, maybe in conversations. And when we have a story like this, surely it's not unreasonable for South Africans, especially given some of the experiences that we've had, to look at this with some skepticism.
Yeah, Howard, that's absolutely spot on. I think that's hard to disagree with. I think all the more reason to be very careful when we do write the stories. But I think also, given that fact, I think it's important for us to then note what the National Lottery has said, who are the clients of the law firm in this instance. We've not interacted with this particular individual. He was not assigned to us at all. And so, I mean, trying to actually mix him with this report is unfounded. And I think that's an important development in the story that we do need to note. And I hope the law firm will also be able to come forward if called upon to really explain how their operations worked, and also then explain that, how they went about this. Because to be fair, to ground up, I think they've been doing a lot of work around the National Lottery and stuff, and I think that's important for accountability and so on. So I think that their story should be given the credit where it's due. But also where they are in discussion, story, I think we should not taste to point that out.
Given that this story and this development has placed the minister in a difficult position, how is he going to be dealing with it from here? Because it's almost as though he needs to be more transparent than any minister would ordinarily be under those circumstances, in order to show that this is not something that he is a part of. How will he be dealing with this?
I think that from where I'm standing, if a client comes out and says, look, we've never interacted with this individual, he's not been assigned to us, I think that's a very strong point that we should not ignore. But also, Howard, I'll tell you for free that, you know, one of the most important things to the minister, and he says this quite often at every public gathering, that in this country, we are where we are primarily because corruption was aided by professionals. And this is something that he believes in. So accountants, in a way, were there aiding the machinery so that people can get away with corruption, lawyers, and so on and so on. So he would not be able to posit such a position in society so strongly, and they also find himself implicated in such. So I think we are, I can reassure South Africans, and I can reassure the listeners of Thai FM, that we are very certain that the minister was not involved in this thing, and where people should be held accountable and where people are called into account, they will be, and the minister's name will not be, because there's nothing he needs to account for in this regard. He was not involved in that.